Joining us now from Novato, California, is Dennis Welsh. Dennis Welsh is a retired wastewater manager and now sitting on the Novato Sanitary District Board. So welcome to our show, Dennis.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, I've mentioned you're a retired wastewater manager. Could you tell me a little bit about what to experience, given your experience in that realm, what you could tell us or what your concerns were originally about Veolia?
When I retired in 2006, I had a phone call from a company called Camp Dresser McKee, and they had recently been asked to help run a treatment plant in Petaluma that Veolia had previously run. Veolia had had a contract with them for well over 20 years, and their contract wasn't renewed when Petaluma was ready to put a new plant online. So they used an option they had and left early, and essentially they just walked out one day. So the Petaluma had to scramble to find employees to run their old plant until the new one went online. So they hired this other company, which came in temporarily to help out. So I was part of that crew that decommissioned the old plant, and then also I was brought over to the new plant and help with the transition on the new plant of putting it online, which I had experience with two other treatment plants doing that in my past. So it worked out pretty well. Then until Petaluma was fully staffed with public employees. And to my knowledge and what I've heard, I'm still in contact with people up there. The plant is running well, and I'm last I heard, the city was very, very happy that they had nullified the contract or just not renewed the contract with Veolia and have gone with public employment, and are, like I said, doing very well. They've got a $100 million treatment plant. It's just a sight to behold. It's a real state of the art as far as blending in with the ecosystem around there. There's a wetlands and a bird sanctuary around it, and it's a real beauty.
Now, the town of Novato, as I understand it, they had developed a treatment plant of their own a few years back.
Yes.
And they have recently been involved with Veolia?
Yes. They planned on building a new – they started the planning stages in the design – back in 05 and 06, and that this new, they were going to have this new plant online in 2010. Well, in early part of 2009, the district board announced that they were going to look into the options of having it run privately by any number of companies. So it came as a surprise to especially the employees and also the public. And we found that they had been meeting in private with a company that specializes in just researching the best operation options for districts of this sort. Well, this particular company specializes in writing contracts with private companies. That's their real forte. So they naturally, their conclusion was that the present staff of the treatment plant wasn't qualified to operate the new one, which as an aside here, that wasn't true at all, because all these employees were already up to date with all the latest technology and so on. This report was what they would call a goal-oriented report. The board got pretty much what they wanted out of it, and that's they wanted to contract this out for whatever reason. We have a board that's predominantly anti-union, anti-public employee.
Can you maybe tell us, like, all sorts of things can happen during elections, you know, like you have, you know, the advertising on television, and was there anything about the elections that maybe you saw as, like, in their tactics that that played to the Veolia incumbents or the Veolia candidates' advantages?
They came up with a study that showed that, well, if public employees ran this plant, which of course they claimed that they weren't qualified to run this new plant, they would need consultants to help out. So it would drive the cost up to $23 million for a 5-year period. And then Veolia comes in and says, well, we can run the plant with our experts, and I use that term loosely, for 15, you know, just rough numbers here, $15 million over 5 years. So I looked at the operations and so on of the new plant and so on, and I said, you know what, I don't know where this $23 million comes from, but I think public employees can run it cheaper because there won't be the profit motive. And of course, I didn't have credentials after my name, so it was disregarded. But that was the big issue. They said, well, it was a money-saving issue.
But, you know, if I could just interrupt for a second.
Sure.
It sounds somewhat familiar to a situation we have here in Winnipeg because we, as you know by now, we're about to sign a contract with Veolia. The council approved of it. It's a 30-year contract, which none of the councillors have even seen. And they did provide a report which stated that there would be a savings of 10 to 20% over the life of the contract, and yet it didn't really supply much detail. And when we asked through an access to information report, they said that they couldn't render that information, and like there were two reasons. One was to protect a third party business interest, and secondly because they had that they'd already explained it in this report. But I don't know of anybody. I certainly didn't find it very clear in terms of the, because they didn't supply any of that details. Like you say, they just sort of stated it and didn't really back it up except with broadsides about bulk purchasing power and stuff
yes.
like that.
Well, that is exactly the way it transpired here, and that everything you're saying is like deja vu to me right now. So, yeah, this is their method, and I've read enough about them through there's an organization called Food and Water Watch that's tracked them pretty extensively. And when we started reading all this, like I said, we didn't know much about this these operations until, you know, it was getting ready to come to our city. But once you look into it, the method of convincing the boards and the city councils that this is the best way to go is all the same. And they'll come in and say, well, you don't have qualified people, or you don't have the equipment and so on, and the programs in place. Well, that's simply not true because, in most cases, especially if you're building a new facility, those things are already built in. You have, the computer programs, all the latest equipment, and the latest training is brought in also for the employees, because you have, it's like anything else with a new program in a computer or a new piece of equipment. There's minor details that are different than the previous equipment, but it's not a big deal. These are people that have been working in this field for a long time, and they're used to, absorbing new information for new pieces of equipment.
And that was Dennis Welsh, who was speaking to us from Novato, California.